بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ.
About what are they asking one another?
عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ.
Is about the awesome tiding?
الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ.
That they are in utter disagreement. That they are in utter disagreement. The awesome tiding refers to the last day and the day of judgment. This tiding was found by the Meccans to be somewhat bewildering. They discussed it in their meetings, often in hushed tones. Moreover, they asked one another about it. For them, it was incredible that the dead could rise again. Once the body had decayed and the bones disintegrated, it could not, they reasoned, be brought back to life. Resurrection on such a grand scale, which involved the restoration of all the dead, astonished them in equal degree. They thought it impossible that the mountains so firmly fixed presently could turn into carded wool and float while the sun, the moon, and stars would set forever. The collapse of the present order was beyond them. They doubted the Prophet's mental state for announcing such tidings. Paradise and hell were totally unfamiliar to them, nor had they heard any such account from the Prophet, peace be upon him, at an earlier date. Indeed, they found the whole description as unbelievable. That they were in utter disagreement about it may stand for their questioning one another about it, or it may underscore the divergence of opinion among them about the ultimate end of this world. They differed widely on this issue. Some of them, under the influence of Christian dogma, did believe in life after death. However, they thought that such existence would only be on a spiritual plane, not in a physical, corporeal sense. Some were skeptical about this doctrine, as is reported in the Quran elsewhere. We do not know what the hour of resurrection is. We are simply making conjectures and are not at all certain. Al-Jathiya 45:32. Others rejected this doctrine outright. They say, there is nothing but the life of this world, and we shall not be raised from the dead. Al-An'am 6:29. The atheists among them held this view. There is no life other than our present worldly life. Herein we live and we die, and it is only the passage of time that destroys us. Al-Jathiya 45:24. Even those who were not atheists rejected the idea of the next life, viewing it as improbable. For them, it was beyond divine power to raise the dead back to life. They argued, who will quicken the bones when they have decayed? Yasin 36:78. Such divergence of opinion on the issue itself betrayed their lack of sure knowledge. They were misled by conjecture alone. Had they possessed certain knowledge about this matter, they would not have differed so sharply among themselves. For further details, see Al-Dhariyat 51, note 6.
كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ.
No, indeed. Soon will they come to know. No, indeed. Their notions about the hereafter are grossly mistaken. There is no truth in what they imagine.
ثم كلا سيعلمون.
Again, no indeed, soon will they come to know. Again, no indeed, soon will they come to know. Soon will this reality appear right in front of them, which they dispute. Then they will realize the veracity of the Prophet's tiding and the falsity of their own notions.
ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا.
Have we not spread the earth like a bed? Have we not spread the earth like a bed? The wisdom underlying the divine sign of spreading the earth like a bed for man is elucidated in the following explanatory notes. Towards Understanding the Quran, Volume 7, Al-Naml 27, Note 73, 74, and 81, Paragraphs 171 to 173 and 176. Volume 9, Yasin 36, Note 29, Paragraphs 256 to 257, Al-Mumin 40, Notes 90 to 91, Al-Zukhruf 43, Note 7, Al-Jathiya 45, Note 7, and Kaf 50, Note 18.
والجبال أوتادا
and fix the mountains like pegs and fix the mountains like pegs. As to the logic behind the placement of mountains on planet Earth, see these explanatory notes. Towards Understanding the Quran, Volume 4, Al-Nahl, 16, Note 12, page 317. Volume 7, Al-Naml, 27, Note 74, paragraphs 172 to 173, and Al-Mursalat, 77, Note 15.
وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا
And created you in pairs as men and women. And created you in pairs as men and women. For a discussion on the creation in pairs as man and woman, see these explanatory notes towards understanding the Quran. Volume 7, Al-Furqan, 25, Note 69, page 33. Volume 8, Al-Rum, 30, Notes 28 to 30, paragraphs 89 to 92. Volume 9, Yasin, 36, Note 31, page 258. Al-Shura, 42, Note 77, Al-Zukhruf, 43, Note 12, and Al-Qiyamah, 75, Note 25.
وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا
And made your sleep a means of repose. And made your sleep a means of repose. Allah has made sleep innate in human nature, which, as a means of repose, provides rest to man. Man feels compelled to sleep after a few hours' work. For elaboration of this point, see the following explanatory note towards Understanding the Quran, Volume 8, Al-Rum, 30, Note 33, paragraphs 93 to 95.
وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا
And made the night a covering.
وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا
And made the day to seek livelihood. And made the day to seek livelihood. In other words, the night. Darkness at night helps man sleep more comfortably. On the contrary, the day has been made bright, enabling man to earn his livelihood in a better way. There are numerous benefits in the alternation of day and night. Of these, attention is drawn to only one. Man is thus instructed that it is not some haphazard happening. Rather, this is a part of a grand plan which is best suited for man. Since the human body needs darkness at night for sound sleep and brightness in the day for seeking bread, the same has been provided. This perfect arrangement catering for man's needs itself underscores the divine wisdom at work. All this has been devised by the all-knowing, all-wise Allah. For further details, see towards Understanding the Quran, Volume 4, Yunus 10, Note 65, paragraphs 48 to 50. Al-Mu'min, 40, Note 85, Volume 9, Yasin, 36, Note 32, paragraphs 258 to 259, and Al-Zukhruf, 43, Note 4.
وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبَعًا شِدَادًا
And built above you seven strong firmaments. And built above you seven strong firmaments. Allah has built seven strong firmaments which are unalterable. Furthermore, the numerous planets floating in these do not collide with one another, nor do any of these collapse on the earth. For further details, see towards Understanding the Quran, Volume 1, Al-Baqarah, 2, Note 34, page 58, Volume 4, Al-Ra'd, 13, Note 2, paragraphs 219 to 220, Al-Hijr, 15, Notes 8 and 12, paragraphs 284, 285, and 286. Volume 6, Al-Mu'minun, 23, Note 15, page 89. Volume 8, Luqman, 31, Note 13, paragraphs 127 and 128. Volume 9, Yasin, 36, Note 37, paragraphs 261 to 262. Al-Safat, 37, Notes 5 and 6, pages 282. Al-Mu'min, 40, Note 90 and Kaf, 50. Notes 7 to 8.
وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا
And placed therein a hot shining lamp. And placed therein a hot shining lamp. The reference here is to the sun. The Quranic expression wahaj signifies both intense heat and bright light. Our rendering is accordingly a hot shining lamp, This brief statement once again draws attention to Allah's creative power and wisdom. This magnificent divine sign, whose diameter is 109 times more than that of the earth and with a size of 333,000 times greater than that of the earth, has a temperature of 14 million centigrade. Although it is at a distance of 93 million miles away from Earth, its intense glare is such that any attempt to look at it with the naked eye may lead to blindness. As to its heat, it is widely known that in certain places on Earth, the temperature rises to as high as 140 degrees Fahrenheit, owing to the sunlight. Out of His infinite wisdom, Allah has placed it at such a distance that it does not cause intolerable heat for being too close or chilling cold for being too distant from the earth. Rather, its heat and light are well suited for human, animal, and plant life. Its tremendous energy has been a life-giving source for man. It helps crops ripen, which in turn provides sustenance to all living beings. Its heat causes water vapors to rise, which ultimately return to various parts of the earth as rainfall. Since the beginning of the universe, the sun has been serving, thanks to Allah's mercy, as a unique powerhouse, providing light, heat, and rays of all sorts across the solar system.
وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا
and sent down abundant water from the clouds
لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا
so that we may thereby bring forth grain and vegetation
وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا
and gardens dense with foliage and gardens dense with foliage. Rainfall and its resultant vegetation represent another manifestation of Allah's power and wisdom. This point is elucidated in the following explanatory notes. Towards Understanding the Quran, Volume 4, Al-Nahl 16, Note 53a, Paragraphs 339 to 340. Volume 6, Al-Mu'minun 23, Note 17, page 90. Volume 7, Al-Shu'ara 26, Note 5, page 55. Volume 8, Al-Rum 30, Note 35, page 95. Volume 9, Fatir 35, Note 19, page 215. Yasin 36, Note 29, page 256. Al-Mu'min 40, Note 20. Al-Zukhruf 43, Notes 10 and 11. And Al-Waqi'a 56, Notes 28 to 30. These verses adduce a series of divine signs in order to persuade the unbelievers to note at least these two outstanding features in their own creation and of the earth and mountains, in their pattern of sleep and waking up, in the alternation of day and night, in the working of the universe, in the bright shining sun, and in rainfall and vegetation. A. These phenomena could not exist or continue regularly without the will and role of the All-Powerful One. And B. Each and every part is marked by a purpose. Nothing happens haphazardly. It could only be a fool's case that the Supreme One, who brought all this into being in the first place, may be unable to destroy or recreate the same. Since the All-Wise has invested every object in the universe with a sense of purpose, He cannot let man go scot-free, for He has endowed man with reason, discernment between good and evil, free will to choose between obedience and disobedience, and authority over many of His creatures. Hence, man must be called to account for properly utilizing or abusing what he has got. Rejection of the hereafter means that both the most pious and the wicked will die, without reward or punishment. Yet, the pious must be rewarded and the evil punished. These are the main arguments for life after death, and the last day which recur in the Quran. Some instances in point are, Towards Understanding the Quran, Volume 4, Al-Ra'd 13, Note 7, Paragraphs 221 to 222. Volume 6, Al-Hajj 22, Note 9, Paragraphs 9 to 11. Volume 8, Al-Rum 30, Note 6, Paragraphs 76 to 78. Volume 9, Sabah 34, Notes 10 and 12, Paragraphs 155 and 156. and Al-Safat 37, notes 8 and 9, paragraphs 283 and 284.
إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ كَانَ مِيقَاتًا.
Surely, the Day of Judgment has an appointed time.
يَوْمَ يُنفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا.
The day when the trumpet shall be blown, and you will come forth in multitudes. The day when the trumpet shall be blown, and you will come forth in multitudes. The allusion here is to the final trumpet, of which the blowing will result in the resurrection of all dead human beings, including the direct addressees of this surah, so all those born since the beginning until the blowing of the trumpet. For further details, see Towards Understanding the Quran, Volume 4, Ibrahim 14, Note 57, paragraphs 276 to 277, Volume 6, Al-Hajj 22, Note 1, paragraphs 5 to 6, Volume 9, Yasin 36, notes 46 to 47, paragraphs 265 to 266, and Al-Zumar 39, note 79.
وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا.
And when the sky shall be opened up and will become all doors.
وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا.
And the mountains will be set in motion and become a mirage. And the mountains will be set in motion and become a mirage. In this Quranic passage, as in others, various stages of the last day are lumped together. The first verse describes all that will happen on the blowing of the first trumpet. The next two verses recount the scene at the blowing of the second trumpet. As stated in the Quran, on that day, the sky will be rent asunder. Al-Haqqa 69:16. In other words, all natural barriers will be lifted and calamities will befall the earth one after another. As the sky will be opened up and will become all doors, the mountains will be set in motion and become a mirage. Verses 19 and 20. On the last day, in no time, will the mountains float and disintegrate into vast deserts. Almost the same point is made thus in this Quranic passage. They ask you concerning the mountains, where will they go? Say, my Lord will scatter them like dust and leave the earth a leveled plain in which you shall find no crookedness or curvature. Taha 20:105-107.
إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ كَانَتْ مِرْصَادًا.
Surely, the hell is an ambush. Surely, the hell is an ambush. The word mirsad, ambush, denotes a spot which is especially chosen to entrap game. A spot where it is caught unawares. Hell is described as an ambush because God's rebels, being unaware, are fearless of it. As a result, they strut about considering the world to be simply a den for their own self-indulgence, altogether incognizant of the possibility of being caught and punished. Thus, hell being hidden from their eyes is like an ambush wherein they are likely to be entrapped.
لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبًا.
A resort for the rebellious.
لَابِثِينَ فِيهَا أَحْقَابًا.
Therein they shall abide for ages. Therein they shall abide for ages. The word ahqab used here denotes long periods of time, each period following the other in succession. Some misconstrue this word in the sense that while life in paradise will be eternal, it will not be so in hell. For these periods, no matter how long they are, will come to an end at some point. Such reasoning is flawed on the following two grounds. A. An idiomatic Arabic haqab stands for a period of time, which is bound to be followed by another period. These periods appear in quick succession. It is then an unending phenomenon. And B. It is both unfair and reprehensible that a Quranic verse be interpreted in a sense that runs contrary to the thrust of other Quranic verses. On as many as 34 occasions, the Quran specifies that the inmates of hell will remain there forever. In 3 instances, the point is further reinforced, adding that it will be their eternal abode. Ad and doors with. Take this verse as illustrative. They will wish to come out of the fire, but they will not. Theirs will be a long-lasting chastisement. Al-Ma'idah 5:37.
By the same token, the pious will have paradise as their eternal abode. As for the wretched, they shall be in the fire, and in it they shall sigh and groan. They shall abide in it as long as the heavens and the earth last, unless your Lord should will otherwise. Surely, your Lord does whatever He wills. And as for those who are blessed, they shall abide in the gardens of paradise as long as the heavens and the earth last, unless your Lord should will otherwise. Hud 11:106-108. In the face of these clarifications, there is no substance whatsoever in the notion that Allah's rebels will be in hell only for a specific or short period of time.
لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا.
They shall taste in it no coolness nor any pleasant drink.
إلا حميما وغساقا.
Save boiling water and wash of the wounds. Save boiling water and wash of the wounds.
Ghasaq is used of such body fluids as pus, blood, and other secretions from the eye and skin as a result of some grievous bodily harm. Ghasaq is also used to connote something with a horrid, offensive smell.
Jazaa'an wifaqa.
A befitting recompense for their deeds.
إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا.
For indeed, they did not look forward to any reckoning.
وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا.
And roundly denied our signs as false.
This is the reason for their torment in hellfire. They spent their lives in this world assuming that they would never have to appear before God for rendering an account of their deeds. Moreover, they rejected outright the divine guidance and signs conveyed to them by Allah's messengers, dismissing them as lies.
And everything have we recorded in a book.
Allah has a complete record of their deeds, actions, and even motives. It is a complete record. Yet these foolish unbelievers think they can get away with anything and are free to act as they like. They altogether disregard their accountability.
فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا.
So taste the fruit of your deeds. We shall only increase your torment.